Okay, we start the third parak of Maseches Yuma today, Daf Chaf Ches, and the Gemara on Chaf Ches Amabez talks about Avraham Avinu, talks about what we learned from Avraham Avinu. Can we learn from Avraham Avinu? And the Gemara says, we learn Zuizim Akdim and Mitzvahs. What are we allowed to learn from Avraham Avinu? And the Gemara says, towards the bottom of the Amid, that Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kala Torah Kula before it was given. After the whole list of people who were Zakein B'Yeshiva, the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Kiyim Avraham Avinu Kala Torah Kula. Avraham Avinu was Mekayim the whole Torah. Shneamar, Ekem Besher Shama, Avraham B'Koli. Avraham, listen to my voice. Amalei Rav Simi Barachiel Rav, Ema Sheva Mitzvahs. How do you know Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah? By saying he listened to me. Maybe it means he kept the Sheva Mitzvahs, the seven Mitzvahs that he had from earlier. So the Gemara says, Ha'ika Nami Mila. No. He couldn't have just done the seven. We know Beferish that he did Bris Mila too. So Gemara says, okay, maybe it's seven plus one. V'yem Sheva Mitzvahs u'mila. Maybe just the Sheva Mitzvahs and Mila. He was Mekayim, but not all. Amar Lei, no. Im Kain, Mitzvosai V'sorosai Lamali. Mitzvosai V'sorosai sounds like more inclusive, and therefore it has to mean more. And then the Gemara ends off, Amar Rava V'yitema Rav Ashi. Kiyem Avraham Avinu afilu eruvei tafshilin. Avraham Avinu is Mekayim even erev tafshilin, the din rabbanon of setting aside food on Yantif to be able to cook for Shabbos. So even that Avraham Avinu is Mekayim. Shneamar torosai achas torah shebechsav, achas torah shebalpeh. Torosai, plural, my Torahs, torah shebechsav, and torah shebalpeh. We know torah shebalpeh includes even the dinim derabanan, the Rambam's five categories of torah shebalpeh that he writes in his introduction to the Mishnah. So the last two are takanos and gzeros. So you see, even derabanans are included. That is the chazal. Again, Avraham Avinu is Mekayim kol torah kula. We mentioned often, and then we'll get to today's topic, and that is why Dafka did the chazal pick on Erev Tafshilin. Pick that din drabanan to illustrate Avraham Avinu being Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. Right, there are many mitzvahs, many dinim drabanan, many dinim daraisa. Why is that one picked? So the Beis HaChachma beautifully discusses in Parshas Vayishlach that Chazal say Erev Tafshilin regarding Avraham, and they say by Yaakov Avinu, he was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, even Kavat Tchumen. He made Tchum Shabbos, the borders, the distance that we're allowed to go out on Shabbos. The question is, why Davka Avraham Avinu is connected to Erev Tafshilin and Yaakov Avinu connected to Tchumen? So the Meshech Chachma explains, it reflects their life's work. Avraham Avinu was all about going out and spreading monotheism and gathering people in and, inspiring people. What's Erev Tafshilin? The Gemara says, what is Erev Tafshilin based on? We have this back in Psachim. Really, cooking from Yontif to Shabbos might be a big problem. Might be even an issur daraisa. What knocks it down? Hoil. Hoil v'chazi mikloi l'archim. Maybe guests might come. So even though I'm cooking today on Yontif for Shabbos, but really it's potentially good for today because guests might walk in at any moment and then I can serve the guests this food. So it's not really for tomorrow. So Erev Tafshilin is knocked down from an Issa D'Araisa to an Issa D'Rabbana because of that principle. That principle reflects the Avodah of Avraham Avinu. Since guests might come and he has to spread it, then he did Eshel, Achilah Shusiyah Levaya. That's why Chazal pick up and say Erev Tafshilin when it comes to Avraham Avinu. But when it comes to Yaakov, Yaakov was the Av that started something different. Avraham Avinu went out and spread monotheism. Yitzchak, as the Rambam describes in the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Yitzchak continued Avraham's path and spreading, but what did Yaakov do? He was the first Av of Mitas or Shlema. His children were all tzaddikim, and he had to put up borders. He then had to protect his children from the outside world, right? They went to Goshen when they went to Mitzrayim. They had to have Tchumen. They had to have borders. So that's why Tchumen symbolizes Yaakov Avinu's Avoda. So that's why they both were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, but each is expressed, reflected by a different din, so that we get the message of each of their avodah. Okay, today's discussion we'll have is about the Kiyam HaTorah, Kol HaTorah Kula of the Avos, and the question that many Rishonim, Achronim already ask is, but it seems like there were some violations along the way of the Avos and the Himahos. So what does it mean to a Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula if there seem to be some violations? So again, also, Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, they didn't have a base of Mikdash. How they bring Karbanos? They weren't in Eretz Yisrael all the time. How they do Mitzvahs of Tlius Baretz? Okay, so it means all the ones that were possible to fulfill, they were Mekayim. So first, there are many other sources also that discuss this. Besides this Gemara in Yuma, we know by Rashi quotes in Bereishis by the Malachim, Avraham Avinu hurried with Sarah to prepare the cakes for the Malachim, Lushi Vasiugos, and the Medrash says, there, the Torah Shleima, Rav Kasher quotes, Lushi Vasi Ugos, Shebenisa Nolad Yitzchak. Yitzchak was born in Nisan. Uminayin, Kusha Malachim, Boy Meitzel Avraham, when the Malachim gave to Avraham, Ma, Omer, Lushi Vasi Ugos, Shahaya Pesach. It was Pesach, they were making matzahs, right? They made matzahs for the Malachim. Or by Yitzchak Avinu. What did Yitzchak say before he wanted to give the brachas? In Parshas Toldos, K'chili Shmisham Shnei G'dayi Yizim Tovim. Please, get me two goats. Two goats? Yitzchak needed two goats? How much meat did he want to eat? Why did Afka two goats? So Rashi quotes, V'chi Shnei G'dayi Yizim Haya Ma'acholo Shal Yitzchak. That's as much as he needed. Elo Ha'ekrav Hikrav L'Pischa. One of them was for the Karban Pesach. V'echad Asa Matamim. And one was for afterwards, but it was Pesach. So again, they were Makayim. Karban Pesach, Rashi quotes from the Pirkei Der Belazar. Or, of course, famously, Im Lavan Garti, Yaakov Avinu says on his way back, Vitarek Mitzvah Shamarti. V'lo Lamati Mimaisav Haram. So we find in many Chazals that the Avos were at that, there we just quoted one by each of the Avos. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Umakayim Palatar Kula Achlo Nina. So the question is, but that doesn't seem to be true. After all, Yaakov Avinu married two sisters. Had he married two sisters, that was going to, there's an Issur D'oraisa to marry two sisters while they are alive. And even remember the Gemara in Pesachim, where the question is, who's going to bench at that Suda of the Levyasan? And they go around the table and they say, who's going to bench? So they ask Avram to bench. Avram, you want to bench? And Avram says, I can't. Why? Because I had a Yishmael. Yitzchak, you want to bench? I can't. I had an Esav. Yaakov, you want to bench? No, I married two sisters while they were both alive, so I can't bench. So that's a stain on his record, it sounds like. Right? So, again, what did he do wrong? Okay, but the Gemara says, at least brings that up, that he married two sisters. So how are we supposed to understand that? Amram married his aunt. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu's parents were an illicit relationship. Amram and Yocheved. Yocheved was the daughter of Levi, and Amram was the grandson of Levi. So he married his aunt. So how are we supposed to understand that? There were cases where they built a matseva. So what does it mean, Mekayim Kalatara Kula? So four quick ideas that we have here, one short and the other a little more expansive. The Rama writes in a tshuva, again this helps by some of the approaches, not all of the chazals. The Rama writes in a tshuva in Simen Yud, maybe it was only Avram Avinu. Right, do we find any of the averes that we just mentioned by Avraham? Mikom akom nuchalomar, says the Rama, maybe it was only Avram Avinu. And he quotes maybe Avraham Avinu, but in that tshuva also, and Rav Moshe also relates to it, where he started it, he has to create a baseline for the entire religion, he has to do everything. The other Avos are a little more flexible. Again, this doesn't help with Tari Mitzvah Shamarti, this doesn't help by Yitzchak Avinu, and it's generally not totally accepted. Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva specifically for the Arayos question, not for the other questions. He writes, well, maybe there was no concept of Arayos at that time. So, yes, the Gemara quotes that idea, but it doesn't really mean that there was a sin that was done. Right, so he says, Shamati Makshin, Evan Ezer Chelik Dalit Simentes. Gam Yaakov Mistamakim called to Rakula. Vechlach Bishayachios, Avalanias Daiti, Lokasha Klum, Tabez Achios, Rakai de Kiddushin Esru. Two sisters, Aide Kiddushin is a problem. Vekodamatan Tarlo, Hayaklalin, Tvisas Kiddushin. There was no Tvisas Kiddushin then. So Ramosha focuses on that question and answers. But let's get to more general approaches. Three main ideas that we wanted to get across. Number one, the Ramban. The Ramban writes more than once in his commentary, maybe Eretz Yisrael is the difference. Maybe the concept of being Mekayim Kol Torah Kula for the Avos was only in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Ramban in Perek Chavav Abreishis, V'yesh Lishol, Im Kein, Echekim Yaakov Matseva, V'nosa Shtei Achios, U'kadas Rav Aseinu Arba, there's a medrash that says even the two Shvachos, Bila and Zilpa were also sisters. There were four sisters. So how do you do that? Va'amram naso dodaso. U'moshe Rabbeinu hekim shnei masri matzeva. Hech efshar shiyinogim hefter batorah. V'masha asar Avraham aviyam al atzmo. V'kavo leb Hashem schara ladavar. How was it that they violated Vahaniri Lai Midas Rabbeinu, says the Rabban, Shalomar Avram Avinu, Atara Kula Baruch HaKodesh, the Asakba, he knew it all, Baruch HaKodesh, Ubatame, Mitzvoseha, Vishamar Osakula, Kibisha'inu Mitzvah Vyoseh, who's Makayim at all, as someone who was not commanded, Vishbira Sohais Osahaya, Be'eretz Bilvad, Eretz Yisrael. The Yaakov, Bechutz La'aretz, Nasa Achios. We know Avram Avinu, Rachel died on the way back. Right, the Rabban says they never lived together after they came back. V'chein Amram. Amram was in Egypt. Ki ha-mitzvos mishpat elokei ha-aretz hein. Afa pishu sarna b'chov asaguf. B'chov makom. Even though many of the mitzvos that we're talking about have nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. They're not mitzvos atulias baretz. All the arayos have nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. But still, at that stage of history, they saw Baruch Kacham that the great toelas that would come by fulfilling all the mitzvos before they were given is only on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's land. And this fits in with the Ramban, where he talks about, often in his commentary on the Torah, the special connection and hashgacha that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Ramban, for example, at the end of Parshas Achremos, Hashem obviously is the God of the whole world. Special connection. Hashem says the Ramban. The Ramban might not ever say such a thing. But the Ramban says Hashem set up powers, administering angels, to be in charge of all the countries in the world. Every country has a sar. Right, Chazal often say the Sar Shel Esav, and the Sar Shel Aram, and the Sar of all the different countries. So Hashem set these up, obviously not to worship them, but just, what does it mean to us? Indirect Hashgacha. That's what it means to us. Indirect Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon us. Every country gets one, except Eretz Yisrael. V'hinei b'chutz la'aretz, afal b'shakol Hashem ha'nechbad, even though everything is l'shem Hashem, even in b'chutz la'aretz, ein tara b'shleima. So there's not full purity, b'avur ha'misharsim ha'moshlim aleha, because of the misharsim. V'ha'amim to'im acharei sarem la'avod gamosam, and the nations others even worship them. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of Eretz Yisrael himself, ein'i tamanein Hashem l'kecha ba'a, and that's what the Ramban says. Every mitzvah that one does in Eretz Yisrael is different, even if it's not a mitzvah tzliya ba'aretz. He quotes based on the Medrash, which the Vilna Gaon cannot even fathom. Right, the Vilna Gaon changes the girsa of this Medrash, but it seems like it's the real Medrash where the Ramban quotes. That's why there's an element of mitzvahs and galus that are lacking something, even like practice for when we get back to Eretz Yisrael. So they won't need be new when you come back. And he says this regarding tefillin and mezuzah. Tefillin and mezuzah, that has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. The answer is, yeah. Right? Rashi quotes it in Parshas Akev also. The Vilna Gaon there thinks maybe there was a toh sofer. It should be shumas u'maisras, not tefillin and mezuzahs. The problem is the Medrash is on the parash of Shema, which is about tefillin and mezuzah. That's the context of the Medrash. And they quote the story. Rav Lichtenstein quotes the story that one time he picked up his Rebbe Rav Huttner from the airport here in Eretz Yisrael, and after he gets him into the car, he's like, take me to the nearest shul. Why? I want to go put on tefillin. You put on tefillin on the plane. That was Chutz La'aretz tefillin. This is Eretz Yisrael tefillin. That was Rav Huttner. But that was all, this is all number two, the first main approach. How did they violate? So the violations were in Chutz La'aretz. Okay. Next idea. He's quoted by a number of Mefarshim. I quoted from the Nefesh HaChayim, from Rav Chaim Yivalazhin. More of a Kabbalistic idea. Step number one, says Rav Chaim Yivalazhin, every mitzvah has amazing effects in Shamayim. Every mitzvah does things in Shamayim that we can't even fathom. But the Avos were able to intuit, spiritually, these effects. And that's why they did what they did. Because they knew if they do these mitzvos, it would have tremendous effects. Number one. Number two, step number two, if anyone ever acts as a volunteer, as an Eina Mitzvah V'yoseh, there's greater flexibility. Because I don't have to do it. I'm choosing to do it, but I don't have to do it. Number two. So there's more flexibility. Number three, and this is the putting it together, the avosua baruach kacham, that certain mitzvos, or not doing certain averos, would not achieve the result that the mitzvah in the future would achieve. And they realized that they had to violate certain mitzvos averos in order to achieve the goal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. And they could do that because they weren't mitzuveh. If somebody's mitzuveh, you can't try to go by the goal and say, oh, I'm not going to do this, or do an avera l'shma, so to speak, as the Gemara says elsewhere. But the avos were in a mitzvah v'yosa. Therefore, they had the flexibility to be able to do this. Says the Nefesh HaChaim in Chelek Aleph, Maimar Aleph, Perek Chaf Aleph, Lo shay mitzuvim ba'osim kach mitzad adin, ach hisigu, shalafi inyan sharash tishmasam, ha-hechrech lahem la'avod l'shanos, af mixas me'achas, because mitzvah Hashem, they realized that they had to change a little bit. V'lo haya Yaakov avinu nosi beiz achios. V'lo haya amram nosi dodaso. They wouldn't have violated. But they saw, Baruch Kacham, that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would, wanted. And again, they were allowed to do it because they were mitzvah in any case. And the Aruch Haim HaKadosh says the same thing in Parshas Vayechi, all the way at the end of Bereishis. He says, V'ha'avos letzar chavivusam, Bashem, the Cheshkam Baosher El Yon Kimu Hakol, ready to Makayim everything, Aval, Bimakum Shahayu Roim Toeles, Dvar Hatzlachalahem, where they saw in with Ruach HaKodesh the Toeles that would come out by their not keeping the Torah in a specific circumstance. Kamosha Tomar Yaakov, Kishe Hirgish Patzlachasom Binisui Shteha Achios, he saw that he had to marry these two sisters, Helim Ayin, Me Revach Hanimshach Bikima Mitzvah. He put himself away. He didn't focus on the inherent power that the mitzvah has. Because the Torah wasn't given anyway, and therefore it was flexible in that way. And he gives a mashal, it's like a Navi that tells Bnei Yisrael to violate a mitzvah, right? Harasha. And Eliyahu Bahar Carmel brought karbanos on Har Carmel. How can you violate? Harasha, Harasha, and Navi's allowed to tell you. So this was all a harasha, because it was all before the Torah was given. So there's more flexibility when there is in a mitzvah v'yosa. Right? A similar thought is mentioned by the Brisker Rav regarding Rivka Imenu. This is not a separate approach, but regarding Rivka. The Gemara says one of the hardest psukim to translate, one of the hardest phrases to translate in all the Torah. Rivka Imenu has these two babies in her tummy, and v'yisrael b'nei b'kirma v'tomer im kein. She says, Lama ze anochi? Lama ze anochi? Why am I? What does that mean? Batech le Rosh Hashem. Lama ze anochi? So all of Mepharshim try to figure out, what does that mean? Lama ze anochi? So the Brisker Rav has a very creative shot based on the Gemara Brachas. On the Gemara Brachas Daf Yud, where Chizkiyahu HaMelech didn't want to have any children because he saw in the future that they would be Rishoyim. He saw he would have Menashe HaMelech, and Yishayahu HaNavi comes to him, that's not your business. Chizkiyahu says, but what do you mean? This is what I see. What does Yishayahu tell him? Padi kafshi rachmana lamalach. Don't worry about the hidden things of God. My demifkidis, iboy l'chol ha'mevid. What you're commanded to do, you have to do. You can't have any cheshbonos. There's a mitzvah puravu. You have to have children, and the rest is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, okay, let me have your daughter to marry. Maybe the schus of both of us will help. He says, no, the gzeir is already done. And Chizkiyahu says, chas v'shalom. Even the sword, if the sword is on your neck, okay, that's the Gemara. But says the Brisker Rav, what's the language of Yishayahu? My demifkedis, what you're commanded to do, you have to do. So you have to have the children. So back to Rivka. What does Rivka say? I'm having all this pain and sorrows. I see I'm going to have an Esav. Im kein lama ze anochi, me. I'm not mitzuveh in Puravu. I'm not mitzuveh. Fine him, but why am I going through this pain? Imkei lama zanovki. I'm not mifkidis. And therefore, Rivka Imenu is telling shame. She goes to ask shame, you know, what am I, why is this happening to me? Anochi lo nistavisi apurivu. Lama li kola torach va'amel azela holid ben Russia over to Vodazara. Right, like Chizkiyah said. But the answer to Chizkiyah was that you don't have a choice. But Rivka is saying, I would have a choice. Good. That is all, though, the next one. So, again, we have one, maybe it's only Avraham Avinu. That was a small one. But the main approaches, number one, the Ramban, only in Eretz Yisrael. Number two, the Archaim, Rav Chaim Yivalajim, only if they saw that there was Toeles, if they saw there's Toeles, some spiritual benefit not by not violating, that is okay. Again, this is not Halacha L'maisa for us at all, because, you know, we are mitzuveh. But finally, the last approach, and that is of the Maharal, the Gur Aryeh in Parshas Vayigash, he's mechalik between the mitzvahs asay and the mitzvahs lo asay. The avos kept kala tzara kula by mitzvahs asay, because an asay inherently brings you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A lo asay, says the Maharal, if Hashem didn't tell me not to do it, then there's no inherent value of not doing it. So the violations that we have been talking about, marrying two sisters and the building of matzeva and marrying an aunt, all of those are lo asays. Again, it doesn't fit into taryag mitzvah shamarti, right, by Yaakov Avinu. Doesn't explain that, because that's taryag, but that is what the Maharal says, again, on the pasuk by Shaul, by remember Shimon marrying Dina. So regarding that sugya, that's what the Maharal discusses. The chilek between asays and lo asays. Right, they were but the Losa says, right, he says, Eina over Rasan Abori, if I don't do it, he didn't tell me not to do it, and therefore there's no reason for me to do it. So these are a couple of ideas relating to the Avos keeping Kol HaTorah Kula, relating to Archazal right here. Yuma Chavches, Koach. The Koach of Avraham Avinu in Maseches Yuma is being Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, even Eruv Tavshilin. Okay, we will stop here.